special meeting involving the Ingham County Road Commission and the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince Dragonetti is going to come on the program here in just a few seconds. We want to make it clear that we have tried contacting via email and voicemail Deb DeLeon from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners and Shirley Rogers, the chair of the Ingham County Road Commission. And to this date, we have not received any feedback on getting them back on the program. Vince Dragonetti's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Vince, I know that your voice is somewhat challenged, so we won't keep you too long. Good morning.
Hi there, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. So what's going to happen tonight?
Well, tonight, basically, we're making a request for her resignation. It has to go through this process. We've tried a couple other ways, which we knew would be the long shot, but we are formally on the agenda of the Subcommittee of County Services to ask for her resignation. And so at that point, what happens is that committee then would vote, is this an up or down to move to the board level? So in this smaller committee, lesser amount of people that are in there, will decide, is this going to go forward? And that's what we want to do, is at least get this to the board level, where we can air the light of day to find out, do we have ethics violation? Is this malfeasance, which is called under Black's Law Dictionary, evil doing, ill conduct, doing an act which a person ought not to do? And there's a whole bunch of other information that's in there. There's a whole lot of things that will be brought up in the meeting tonight of specific facts, and I believe that because a couple of the other people that are not involved with us alleged four Republicans want facts. Well, facts have been brought up pretty heavily by a whole bunch of people, not us. I mean, we didn't have to. I didn't even say much through any of these public meetings because I was surprised who showed up publicly to make statements, firsthand information, which is more valuable for you and I to say, okay, it happened to him or it happened to her, and they've got these facts. So we want to bring this up formally at the subcommittee level tonight, and then hopefully they will say, okay, all right, let's bring it to the board level and at least let all 16 people make a decision and go up or down.
Oh, Vince, you only got four votes. It's never going to go through, is it?
It could. There are four Democrats, and I've mentioned this before to you and some other
people. And you're not going
to
tell me their names, right?
For some reason they aren't public, and they just don't want to. And contrary to one other person out there that has said, none of us Democrats have been consulted on this, that I know I've talked to four of them on this. So I understand, and I want to respect, what their stance is. I don't understand it, but I think there's a possibility, a real long shot possibility, that they will stand up and say, okay, this has got to end at this point.
I received an anonymous phone call here at the station, got plugged into me from the front desk, mm-hmm. and the individual wouldn't identify himself, but he told me that Shirley Rogers is never going to quit, and that the Lily White established white leadership at the Ingham County Road Commission and somewhat with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners is trying to maintain their power and the status quo and not giving minorities equal representation and equal opportunity when it comes to working at the Road Commission. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, that's interesting because that then, therefore, whoever made that call proves this is racially motivated. This is something that from the start they've really pushed it that way. And I looked up the statistics. If you rule out Lansing and East Lansing, because they're not what they call the service area, if you rule out those two population areas, about 87% of the county is white. So what would happen is, and I'm only going to guess at these numbers, what if the numbers at the Road Commission are really wrong and only 13% are minority and we've got 17% minority? I don't know. I'm just pretending these numbers. Does that mean we're going to have to go in there and get rid of some of these people? It makes no sense what's going on. We got to remember that commission itself, the Road Commission, there's five commissioners. There are two white commissioners there. So if you kind of look at this as a racial issue, holy mackerel, you know, if they're looking at the establishment, you know, somebody better really get their eyes cleared and get their glasses on. And that's really not what's, you know, what's happening is that at the top, they are making it this way. The Goree report, that's the report that was hired by the Road Commission, found nothing when it comes to racial problems going on there. There have been two, three, or four, I don't know, in the past year, civil rights filings with the state civil rights commission. My understanding is all have been booted out. They found nothing wrong. So whoever made the call is probably bringing up exactly what's happening by a few of the people inside that road commission itself to stir this thing up. You know, there's a couple employees there that literally lied when they went to the sheriff department, and that's been proven that they lied. Those employees are the ones that they should be going after at this point. They have violated, I'm sure, policies of the road commission at this point, and nobody's saying anything about these few people, but they went in there, and there is a report, black and white, that we've got from the sheriff department. All the commission members, I believe, have seen this. It's been discussed publicly, but we've got people that lied about what's going on inside that road commission.
If the tonight unfolds the way you hope it does, will a vote be taken to ask Shirley Rogers to resign?
Yes, because what's happening is it's going to be formally on the table. Now, the argument will be, you know, we could have the majority say we want to set it aside, don't want to delay, they want to think about it more. I'm not sure about this. I need more research time, that sort of thing. And then at that point, they could vote to say, well, let's table this and let's move this on, you know, into the future. We don't have many more meetings this year. So they're going to stall. They're going to stall as best they can. And could that happen? Yes.
Now, tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock. Where is it at, and is it open to the public?
It's a public meeting. It's at County Services. We're on the third floor, I believe, or second floor. I believe it's room D and E. It's toward the back of the building, but it's right on the corner of Jolly and Cedar. That's the Human Service Building.
Vince, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.